Praise the Lord, good morning. Praise God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms and let us read Psalm 70. Book of Psalms, and we will read Psalm 70 and then we will pray. Say, make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. Let's pray. We thank the Lord. We bless you, we magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful day you give us. We seek your face. We rejoice in your presence. We rejoice in your salvation, O God. We thank you for Jesus who died on the cross for our sins to give us eternal life. And Lord, here we are today. We gather, we ask you to come. And bless our meeting, O God. Anointed, O Lord, speak to us and guide us. Anoint this time of a prayer. Let us search our heart in God's presence. Let us come to Him. Let us confess our sins and renounce them. Let us recommit our life and serve to serve Him and live our life to Him. O God, hear our prayer. O God, as we confess our sins, cleanse and purify from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, hear our prayers, O God. Let's confess our sins. Let's renounce them all. Hear our prayer, O God. Forgive, Lord, the anger, the unforgiveness, the lies, the worries, the lack of commitment. Lord, as we confess and renounce your church and your people, Lord, forgive and cleanse and restore back in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. We have no one but you today. O God, hear us. We cry unto you continually, Lord. Lead us, O God, and guide us. Lead us, Lord, lead us. Lead us in the way that you want us to go. Let us, God, our needs. This time has come to Him. Let's give Him thanks. Before we ask our need, let's give Him thanks. Thank Him for everything, your work, your salary, your good health, your sleep in the night, the food that's available, the doors that He's opening to you. Come to God in full thanksgiving, gratitude in your heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For our families, our spouses, our children, for deliverance, for healing, for direction, for wisdom, for salvation, for your word, for the church you put us, the ministry you give us. We thank you for eternal life. We bless your holy name, O God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the cross of Jesus. We bless you, O Lord. Hear our prayers. Let's come to God and ask Him your needs. Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Let's come to Him. He will give us rest today in the name of Jesus. Ask Him your needs. Remember, God is in full control. God knows what He is doing. Hallelujah. Everything in His hand. Thank you, Lord. God can deal with any problem. Come to God. He can handle any situation. Come to Him. He has the solution. He has the way. He has His perfect timing. And He will tell you what you need to do. Yes, oh God. Hear our prayer. We are seeking your face. Oh Lord. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer, O Lord. Make no tarrying. O God, hear our prayers. Hear our cry to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Lead us, guide us, help us, strengthen us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ask Him your need. Again, you ask Him. He is in His hand. Thank you, Lord. Make a way, Lord. Help us, O God. We are poor and needy, Lord. We need alms from you. We are asking petition. We are pleading with you, Lord. Hear our appeal. Come rescue us. Jesus, help us. We have no one but you, O God, to ask. Lead us, Lord, lead us. Pray. Now let's pray for our families. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband, pray for your children, your daughter, your son. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Pray. Oh God, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Teach us to listen to you, oh God. We are praying for our families. Blessing, Lord. Salvation of yours, let be flow. Harmony in each and every family. Every man will take the lead. Oh God, according to your will, and you will, He will put you in His head. Oh God, pray for wives to cooperate and go along your plan as you are leading their husbands. In the name of Jesus, pray for humility. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray the parents will instruct children in the way of yours. Oh God, I pray for children to humble down, to listen and to obey, so things will go well. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Guide us with your love and your mercy. Hear our prayer. Hear our cry, O God. Lead us and guide us. Rabba Kashika, Rabba Kashantari. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for answering prayers, for miracles and wonders, O Lord. Pray now for your job. Thank you for my job, Lord. Thank you for my income, tell him. Thank you for my boss. Thank you for the place that I am working. Thank you, Lord, for everything you provide for me. Commit yourself. I pray for all my brethren, O God, that they will be a good example to the non-believers. That they will be preaching your word. They will work diligently. They will be honest. They will be fruitful. The people can see you in their lives, O God. Use them mightily in the name of Jesus. In their workplaces. And I pray for each and every one, oh God, that you'll be a prayerful person, preaching your word, and faithful in giving his tithes and offering and first fruit to you, Lord. O God, hear our prayers. Thank you for your provision to us. Thank you, Jesus. Pray now, let's pray for our neighbors, our friends, whether here or back home in other places, our contacts, our classmates, our relatives, the people we are meeting every day around us, in our workplaces where we are moving and coming. Let's pray that we will preach His word to them. O God, empower us with your word. Put words in our mouth to speak your goodness to the people. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Refill us with the Holy Spirit to speak your word, to tell about you. O God, use our lives an offering to you, Lord. I pray for salvation from each and every direction that we are moving and spreading your word and sharing your goodness and your word. I pray for people to come to you and to save you through our lives and ministry in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for UAE, God had put his church and also all the extension of the church in Oman, in Kuwait, inside UAE, inside these countries, in Iraq, in India, in Sri Lanka, in Philippines, in Australia, in America, in African countries, even through small families numbers and few members or through congregation. Let's pray that God will bless all these places and will give us what we need from all logistic needs and documentations, offices, whatever we need, that the Lord will be magnified and He will help us and He will do miracles and provide for us. Provide, Lord, provision from you, material things, documentation, logistic needs, you will meet us. Oh God, you will help us. You will give us favor, Lord. Give us boldness, Lord, to preach your word. We commit ourselves, oh God, to pray for these nations. Give them salvation, oh God. We are willing to speak, oh God. Give us boldness to preach your word. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, reveal yourself to them. Do miracles. They know that they will know that you are the true God, Jesus. Go to them, oh God, in visions and dreams. Reveal yourself. Oh God, protect us from all persecution. Guide us, oh God, help us. Provide our needs. We are asking your help, oh God. Oh Lord, come. We need you, Lord, in the Holy Spirit. Let's pray now for ourselves, for our ministry, for the church to grow. Tell him, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Refill me, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. I need you more than ever before. In the name of Jesus. Lead us, O God. Guide us, Lord. Help us. Help us, O God. I pray for more people to come to you through our ministry, through your church, O God, through all the branches, the congregation, the families, the members. Protect us from persecution. Protect us from COVID. Protect us from vaccines. Protect us from the vices of devil and those who are wicked with him. Protect us and refill us once again. Give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our work. I pray in our ministry, in our life. I pray for more Bible studies to be planted, more congregation to be planted. I pray that your vision will give us multiplication and peace from Acts chapter 9, verse 31. With implementing the whole will of God shall be accomplished in our lives, O God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the gifts of tongue, the gift of interpretation of tongue, the gift of feeling, gift of faith, the message of wisdom, the message of knowledge, O God, the gift of prophesying, gift of teaching, gift of pastoring, exhorting, Lord, gift of evangelism. We need all these things, oh God. We pray for more talents and more skills. Whatever we need for the ministry, you will provide for us. I pray for workers to join us. I pray, O God, Lord, for miracles and wonders. As we will go, you will work with us. O God, work with us, O Lord, and do whatever, O God, that we need. Confirm your word, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray. Anoint this worship. Anoint the songs. Anoint the prayers. Anoint the giving. Anoint the message. Anoint all the items of our worship. O God, I pray for joy. I pray for miracles today. I pray for this recording. Use it mightily, O God. Change life of people today, here and other places where this recording will reach. We thank you, God. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand. Let's worship the living God.
glory to you, glory in the highest. For worthy is the Lamb.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
us, O God. Speak your word, O God. Guide us. Speak to each and every one of us heart. And teach us your word and your command. We thank you, Lord. We bless you for this wonderful time of worship that we met you face to face. As we sit down in your presence, speak, Lord, and direct us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's be seated in God's presence. And let us collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruits and bring it to the storehouse of God, so that His promise will come true, that He will open the windows of heaven and bless us and pour us so much blessing that we have no place to keep. Thank you, Lord, for always you give us. Thank you for your people who obey you. Thank you for all the income, salaries, provision that you provide for each and every one of us. And Lord, here we are, we bring to you our tithes and offerings, our first fruit. We pray, Lord, that you will use them mightily, O God. O Lord, to reach the lost. Even I pray for your people who obey you. Lord, open the windows of heaven and bless them and pour out so much blessing that they have no place to keep. And rebuke the devourer in their life, O God, and let all nations know they are blessed by you. We thank and we praise. It is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Jonah. We continue today's study, God's calling requirements from the life of Jonah the prophet, from the book of Jonah. He's one of the prophets, and Jonah was a worker of God, but with a wrong attitude. And I tell you, large number of the disciples of Jesus nowadays and workers of the Lord, they are like Jonah. And God will continue to work on your wrong attitude in life. He is dealing with the wrong attitude of His people through trials, as we study from the life of Jonah in the previous messages, how he was bathed with the digestive secretion of the whale, and he even suffered burns on his skin. And that is how God would deal with His servant. So I pray that you would take heed also today of the discipline of the Lord. Let's read chapter 4. After we know that Jonah, he preached the gospel in the Nineveh and they come to the Lord. Let us read chapter 4. Let us see how Jonah behaved after that. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that Thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger, and of a great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die not to live. Then said the Lord, doest thou well to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth and sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head, to deliver him from his grief, So Jonah was exceeding glad of the God. But God prepared a worm. When the morning rose the next day and it smote the gourd that is withered. Verse 8. And it came to pass when the sun did arise that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, and he fainted and wished in himself to die, and said, it is better for me to die than to live. And God said to Jonah, doest thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. Then said the Lord, thou hast had pity on the gourd, for the which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot descend between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your word to us. Lead us and guide us, speak to us your word, O God, as we prayed. Speak, O God. Pray to him, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me, O God. Speak to your people, O Lord. Deal with our wrong attitude in service and life and ministry, O Lord. Deal, O God, in the name of Jesus. Take this word of yours. Use it mightily to combat sin and to bring your workers and people back to you. We thank the Lord. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in His name. Amen and amen. In verse 1, we read, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly. For what? Why he was angry? Why he was upset? And he say also, and he was very angry. What had happened that he was very angry? You know, we know that Jonah went there and he preached a message, you know. He told them, you know, began the message. He told them, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. He gave them the word of God. And we know that the people, they responded and they repented. And the people respond to the message. So why he was displeased when he preached the gospel? And the people repented and come to the Lord, and they changed their ways, you know. And the thing here, why he was displeased? Why he was not happy that this, you know, some people, they are not happy when people repent and save and change their life and come to the Lord and join the church. There are people like that. Why Jonah was displeased? Why he was angry when he preached? Have we not preached with faith that if I will preach the gospel to them, they will respond? So now they responded. He should be happy now, not to be displeased. It is something we need to discover, what was wrong in his attitude, that when he should be happy, he get upset and displeased and get angry also. Why he was angry? When the people get saved and repentant, he was angry. So what was inside him that caused this anger? Because he was angry because God saved him. God did what he said in his word. God said in his word, those who repent, they will get saved. And that's what is expected in the word of God. Why John was upset with this? You know, we read in verse 10, chapter 3, verse 10, and God saw their works, that they turned from their evil ways, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. When he saw their work, they have turned from their evil, they stopped to do wrong, God would save them. Because of God saved them, Jonah was angry. So the way when he preached, when he preached to them in a, it looked like a very compassionate way. That's why he preached in this way. And he preached also, I believe, in you know, what God told him exactly. But why he's upset now? What was in his heart when he preached? You know, most likely he was a priest because he was forced. He was forced to do them, to go there and to preach. It was not his desire to go there. And you know why he preached? He was preaching there because he was afraid from God, because God had already disciplined him, and he put him in the belly of the big fish, great fish that God prepared for him. And Jonah preached because he wanted to fulfill his vow, because he was afraid if he would not do it, God would discipline him more. But in his heart, he was not happy that the Ninevites will be saved upon his preaching. Why he does not like them to be saved now? Now hear the question, what was inside him? Because this is the root cause of the bad attitude of the workers today. You know what was in his heart? In his heart, he does not like to go to Nineveh. You know why he does not like to go there? Because they are his enemies, because they invaded the Israelites. And he has unforgiveness inside his heart toward his enemy. And God was dealing with that particular issue in his life. He was angry. He vent all his anger toward God when he saw that God is saving them. He was a judgmental person, yes, that's true. And he does not want them to be saved, because in his heart, there is some pain and unforgiveness toward the Ninevites who invaded the Israelites. Now, we need to understand that God loved the non-believers. Amen? God loved those who are unsaved. God loved our enemies, and God will continue to deal with us in order that we will accept that even our enemies who hurt us, God still wants them to be saved and come to Him. And God will use us for that also. When God descends that's inside you, He will continue let the trial to go on in your life in order to force you to go into that direction. Jonah was forced to go there, because his wrong attitude, he was non-willing, but God was after that bad attitude to be corrected. The Lord Jesus Christ taught us what we need to do. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. God is dealing with your wrong attitude, anger. You know, anger is one of the foothold of the devil. Anger will bring the unrighteous life that God does not want to see in our lives. Anger also it will lead you to sin and do wrong things. Like now here, what we have read in the life of John had affected the whole ministry, had affected his life. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44, the Lord taught us, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." That is the instruction of God to us, so that our wrong behavior, like the behavior of Jonah, it needed to be controlled. Our wrong behavior of Jonah need to be put it under control. And also in Luke chapter 6 and verse 29, Verse 27, but I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. These are the instructions of Jesus. If Jonah would apply this to scriptures, he will find it very easy for him to go to Nineveh when God told him to go. What he say? Jesus to us, love your enemies. That's what he said. Don't hate them. God still wants them to be saved and to come to know Christ. Instead of hatred, yeah, we need to love them. We need to do the good things that they will show the love, that we can show the love of God to them. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. They will curse us. But if there is no foothold in our life, the curse will not come. What we need to do, we need to bless them in our prayers, that God give them repentance. Yeah, we need to pray for them that God will reveal himself to them, that they will be changed. He said, bless those who curse you, do good to them that hate you. He said, do good to them, not to do bad. And maybe that is the way how bad people we can minister to them. Those who hate us, those who harm us, let us think how we can do good to them. That's what Jesus say. That is how Jonah, bad attitude in your heart will be corrected. Hallelujah. Let me pray. Give me your word and speak into our heart. Have your way, O God. That's your song. That's our song today. Let us give heed to the scriptures. And what he say also, Lord Jesus? I say, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. He said, those who use you. You know, there are people in your life that come into your life in order to use you, to get benefit of you, for their own benefit. After they use you, they throw you away and they start to persecute you. He say, pray for them. And after that, he will tell you, go to them. Oh, Lord, no. That's what he said to Jonah. Go on to Nineveh. And let's go now to back to Jonah. And let's continue check what the Word of God will teach us. Yeah, after God saved the people of Nineveh. And Jonah was displeased and angry because he wants God to destroy them. When he preached, he preached the message exactly. But inside him, he was waiting for God to judge him. What he said to the Lord in verse 2, and he prayed unto the Lord and said, I praise you, O Lord. Was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger, and of a great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. What he say here to the Lord? He say, That's what I say when I was in my country. So when he was there, he told God, I will not go. God told him, God said, no, I will not go. Why? Because he knows when he will go there and he will preach, God will forgive them. And he does not like that God will forgive them. He wants God to destroy them. That is a very sarcastic attitude. A prophet, worker, disciple. Many like that now in the body of God. And maybe you among them also. And why he fled? He fled because he was in contradict to the mission of God, to the mind of God. God wants people to be saved. Jonah, people, he wants people to be destroyed. And he ran away from God and he went to Tarshish. And what he said to the Lord, for I knew that thou art a gracious God, merciful God, huh? And you have a great kindness. And you know what he's saying to God? You put me in the big well, you discipline me hard, and those people, they did all the evil and you forgive them. That's what he's saying here. Why he's angry? Why he's angry? You put me, I'm your worker, you put me in the big fish, you discipline me, and those people, they are wicked, you save them. That's why, that's what he's saying to the Lord. That is the language he speaks. That's what he's expressing. You know, you must understand, for the non-believers, even they do many bad things, God to show them love, he forgives them, so he will bring them to him. But for you, his son, his child, his worker, he will discipline you because even for small things he will discipline you because he does not want you to perish and go to hell. That is here the thing that you are not aware of. Change your attitude. Behave with God. Fear God. Don't be irresponsible, immature, like what Jonah did. He must be happy now. Thank you, Lord. He must be now praying, Lord. He must be praying for the people. Yeah? He's happy. He's fighting with God now. And verse 3, you see what he prayed? Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. He does not know if he will die at that situation. He will go to hell. You know, he must pray now for the people. Yeah, he's telling God, Lord, take my life. I want to die. Many, they are doing like this in the body of Christ. God sent them to a place to do the work, to do the ministry. They are doing fast like this. Naughtiness. Are you like that? I'm not only speaking to those who are here. The other congregations, other families, other members of the church. Don't be selfish, careless, only about yourself, and don't mind. They are not minding the work of God. You are minding only yourself. You don't like these people, you hate these people, you are fighting. And you want now to die. You know, it is overconfidence. It is overconfidence. He is taking God for granted. He takes advantage of the goodness of God. Take my life, I beseech thee. And here the Lord in verse 4, what he told them in verse 4, he told them, then say the Lord, dost thou well to be angry? Huh? Why are you angry? He rebuked him. For what is anger? Yeah, bad attitude. Anger is very bad things. He rebuked him. And you know, God was very, very good to him. And verse 5, what he did when God told him, do you have the right to be angry? What he did, Jonah? Did he accept the rebuke or he resented? Huh? You read verse, so let's read verse 5. So Jonah went out of the city. After God rebuked him, he went out of the city. You don't listen to me? Okay. You do the work alone. I will not do. They leave the church, they leave the ministry. That's how the workers, they are behaving now. Like Jonah. So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth and sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. He was angry with God. Why? You did not destroy Nineveh. That's what he's saying. He went outside. He's waiting for God to destroy it. And when God does not listen to him, when God did not go along with him, when he come to know that God is is a family that he will save them because they repented. He is angry. He does not like he left. He left. You don't listen to me? That is many they are doing like that with God, with the church. Many they are behaving in this bad attitude. He went outside. You know? So now this is the time to pray. Time to pray for the people to repent, to come to the Lord. Yeah? He is angry and he is praying in the wrong direction, opposite to God, contradiction to the mind of God. No love in his heart, self-righteousness, overconfidence, pride. You can add. He went outside as if he is telling God, see, I'm giving you last chance. If you will not destroy it, I'm leaving. Verse 6, and the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd, because the sun was hitting his head. God wanted to comfort him. And God, you know, God comforted him here, I think, because he did not leave the city totally, but he was beside the field. He was beside the city. So God wanted to show him love so that he would be comforted. And God certain times show you love in order to make you realize that God had called you to serve him in the place that you don't like to go, but that is the place that God wants you to go. Never try to destroy your enemy, because God wants to use you to preach the gospel to them. Lord, change us today. Change our heart and life. Hear our prayers. So he was comforted. And he was glad, exceedingly glad of the gourd. But he did not go inside. Did he went inside? No. Still he is hard-headed. In verse 7, but God prepared a worm. When the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that is withered. Second day, when he did not go inside, God sent a worm. He's programming everything. Everything is programmed, orchestrated by the Lord. Today is the gourd, tomorrow is the worm. He did not repent. Give him his punk. Another discipline. You know, hard-headed. You have just been there in the belly of the big fish. You are not afraid of God. You are not afraid of God that he can put you into another big trial. So, it withered, and it came to pass when the sun did arise that God prepared a vehement scenario, vehement east wind. That is, the guy was preparing the trials for his people to discipline us. Vehement wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, and he fainted and wished in himself to die, and he said, it is better for me to die than to live. What you can say to this man? That is speaking to God. See the anger, the hard-headedness, the bad attitude. How you are behaving wrong because of your anger, your unforgiveness, your hatred. How you are behaving in this bad way. You want to die? You don't know that you will go to hell? And God said to Jonah, verse 9, Doesn't thou well to be angry for thy God? And he said, I do well to be angry even unto death. That's the Christian nowadays. They are concerned about small things. My mobile and my purse. Yeah. And my work and my guard. Yeah? Small things, but the big things of God, they are not concerned. They are not concerned. He say, you have the right to be angry because of the girl. So yeah. See what God taught him? No, he's giving him, he's teaching him gently. He's teaching us gently. Let's behave. Let's behave and come to God in repentance. Change your attitude. Then said the Lord, thou hast had pity on the girl, for the which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right and their left, their right hand, their left hand, and also Mashkat. There's 120,000 people in that city. He said, you are concerned about your small plant, but you are upset with me because I am concerned with 100,000 people. They will perish. They don't know their right hand from the left. They don't know what Jonah knows. They don't know what you know about the Word of God. They don't know about the salvation of God. They don't know about the plan of God. They don't know about the will of God. And you don't concern about them. That is the thing that is God is dealing with you, dealing with your anger, with judgmental approach, with lack of love, lack of forgiveness to your enemies, lack of complying with the Lord and His will and His plan. You know what the Lord say also? He say, and also much cattle. What is the value of much cattle in Nineveh? You know the story of the worm? What God did with the worm? With Jonah? How much more? He's telling Jonah, how much more I can use this cattle to do a great things. Come now to God. Let's all stand now in His presence. Let us commit our ways to God. Let us repent. Let us renounce our sins. Let us be willing to change our attitude. The selfishness, the lack of concern, the carelessness, taking the advantage of God, the overconfidence, the judgmental approach, all these are sinful, bad characters and attitudes that God wants to deal with us. Let us commit ourselves today to go into the places and to go and deal with people that God wants us to deal. You cannot dictate on God what you want. You follow God yourself. Let's commit our lives to the Lord. Let us commit our life into His hands. And move into the direction that He wants us to move. Let us repent, renounce all our sins. Let's come with all what we can to serve Him and do His will. Blessed are God. Yes, Lord, you come into our life to serve you and to go wherever you lead us and you want us. Take your word, O God, and spread it. And let your name be magnified. God bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
The house that keeps it about, it's for you,
it's for me.